Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. It's Monday after the regular season. That's right, the Packers wrapping up the 2021 regular season yesterday in Detroit with a 37-30 loss in a meaningless game. Packers have obviously already wrapped up the one seed. Up and down performance, a bit disconcerting on the defensive side of the ball, giving up so many trick plays, although they held fast on special teams. Teepa Island snuffing out that fake punt. But obviously the big headline coming out of this game is, for the most part, the Packers escaped unscathed, healthy across the board, save for MVS tweaking his back. We'll see how significant that ends up being. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur later this afternoon. The big headline this morning, of course, is the return, the imminent return of Za'Darius Smith. That's right. NFL Network reporting that Za'Darius has been cleared and will rejoin the team and be taken off IR and essentially be ready for the playoffs. Now, obviously, the team doesn't know who they face in 2 weeks, but this is perfect timing for Green Bay, who would also probably expect to be getting Jaire Alexander back, their star corner. You saw David Bakhtiari and Josh Myers both playing in that game on Sunday. This team getting healthy at the right time. You got to love it. Za'Darius in particular, the fact that he has missed as much time as he has and now will be available for a stretch run, hopefully, yes, to the Super Bowl. You got to give Doc McKenzie and the Packers medical staff all the credit in the world here, in the sense of it would have been very easy, I suspect, to try and rush him back, get him back into the lineup, get him at least back on the practice field prior to him actually being ready. And now it would seem they are ready to unleash him for the playoffs starting in 2 weeks at Lambeau Field. That obviously is phenomenal news for the green and gold. Good morning to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. I've already got a super chat. Look at this nonsense. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Good morning, Aaron. Just wanted to wish you a very happy super wildcard bye week. Let us raise our coffee mugs to the legendary Green Bay Packers. Down with that idea, man. Salut. Yes. Going to be nice to watch a weekend of football without needing to stress about anything, although it will be interesting to see how these games play out. Packers can face one of four teams, the Rams, 49ers, Eagles, and Cardinals are the four possible opponents for the Packers heading into divisional round football. And I just remembered that off the top of my head. Please, please be impressed. Let's go Eagles. Everybody wants to face the Eagles. I understand they are the lowest seed and therefore the quote-unquote easiest picking or easiest matchup. There are no easy matchups in the NFL. We all know this. Iron sharpens iron. I want the best of the best. I don't care who it is. If they bring the 49ers, if they bring the Rams, they bring the Cardinals, I don't care. Packers got to beat them. Doesn't matter. You're going to have to beat some good teams to get to a Super Bowl. Packers have done a bunch of it this year. Let's keep doing it in the playoffs. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Does the healthy O-line mean more LaFleur schemes? I don't know about more schemes. I think it certainly gives him peace of mind in whatever he's calling and however they put the game plan together. But I don't know if it necessarily means more volume when it comes to the playbook. Brianna, thank you for the super chat. Sad day for Packers fans with the Nagy firing and the Zimmer firing and the Pace firing and the Spielman firing. All these gentlemen had lined up to be fodder for the Green Bay Packers over the years, and now, sadly, we must bid them adieu. That's right. The Bears and the Vikings, both cleaning house, GM and coach gone in both cities. Who would have thunk Dan Campbell is the one who sticks around? And shout out to Dan Campbell. He had his team ready to go yesterday against the Packers. Obviously, meaningless game. Packers didn't play their starters the whole way. But, man, his squad was fresh and ready for it. There's no doubt about it. But, yes, Zimmer out, Nagy out. The Zimmer thing I'm not too upset about. I got to admit, I think he's a real tough coach. Always has a tough defense. Never an easy out for the Packers. So I'm not too twisted about that one. But the Nagy firing and the Pace firing, I mean, man, it was nice to have a doormat to walk over every couple weeks. So we'll see how that plays out in Chicago and which way they end up going. Traditionally, throughout the NFL, you know, oftentimes teams will react to whatever the last hire was. So Nagy being an offensive coach, I would suspect the Chicago Bears look on the defensive side of the ball. And with the Vikings having fired their defensive coach, you would suspect they look on the offensive side of the ball. That's just how it often works. It's not nothing set in stone, obviously, but it'd be fun to have a defensive coach back in Chicago, have that old Chicago defensive mindset back in the Windy City. I'd like that. Jeff Ness, thanks for the super chat. Was it just me or there were like only like two penalties the whole game yesterday? Yeah, Jeff, I said on Twitter, it was nice to have a crew that definitely wanted to get out of there. There were a number of missed holding calls on both sides. Certainly some tight contact on some of the pass plays. But, man, they let it go, and I'm all the more thankful for it. Just get in and get on with your life. Corey, thank you for the super chat. Upon further review, Matthew Stafford is still Matthew Stafford, and the Niners are still a tad scary. Agree? Go Pack, go. Niners don't scare me at all. Man, you all see them run some plays, and you get all petrified. Packers beat them once on the road. They'll beat them again at home. No, the 49ers don't scare me. I fear no one. I respect them. I think Shanahan's a hell of a coach. But come on, Garoppolo, are you serious right now? He made some nice throws yesterday. He also put the ball in jeopardy, as he always does, as does Stafford. Man, why do Packers fans always talk about being scared of other teams? You know, other teams' fan bases are scared of the Packers. We have the number one team for a reason in the NFC. And I'm not saying it's going to be a cakewalk. I just said whoever comes in there, it's going to be a tough game. I want the best. I want to beat them. We fear no one. We respect everyone. That's the way it works. Greetings from Austria. What's up, Walter? I saw the Packers will be in Europe next season. Can't wait for them in real. Thanks for everything you do. Well, Walter, it's not a done deal that they're going to be in Europe. They are in the rotation to possibly be selected to play in Europe. It's not automatic. Starting in 2022, it is a four-year window where they do, yes, have to play in Europe, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's next year. It could be, but not necessarily. Four-year window, they alternate that extra home game. Next year, they have that extra home game, which means there's a good chance that they could get that selected for a game in Europe, but a lot of ball game left on that front. Nothing's done. Nothing's close to a done deal there. T-Man, thanks for the super chat. My unprofessional perspective, J-Love has a hell of an arm, but seems to have a Tebow-esque windup to his throws, even on short routes. Your thoughts? He does seem to have a little bit of an elongated release, and that is something I got to think they'll try and work on some more over the offseason. I think you can win with it. I think you can make all the throws. It's got to, what he really needs to do is probably needs to, like, you know, quicken his, what's the word? Not comprehension, because I know he knows football. His discernment of the defense. It's not even the word I'm looking for, but the processing, especially post-snap. I think he's doing a pretty good job pre-snap, but post-snap processing, that needs to speed up, and that will hopefully help kind of mitigate some of the release issues. But yeah, after having watched Aaron Rodgers for 16 years, everybody's going to look slow. You know, anybody, no matter how they throw the football, is going to look a bit slower than the greatest release of all time outside of maybe Dan Marino. But yeah, I think, yeah, that's a fair criticism. I actually talked about that with Justice on Let's Talk Football, not this past time he was on, but I think it was during the offseason when we were in preseason and watching him a little bit. You know, some of it is fixable. Some of it is just probably how he's always going to throw it. But I think two points need to happen there. I think, yeah, he does need to figure out a way to shorten the release just a tad. But then, like I said, the post-snap processing, if he can just get off reads a little quicker, make those decisions a little quicker, that should help in that regard too. Alex, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I'll be the toxic after 2 years and a decent amount of practice with first team. He's still trash against the blitz, and only his short passes are accurate. You sound like you just described Aaron Rodgers, his first 2 years. So, hey, man, cool. Jay, thanks for the super chat. Coming from California to my first Lambo game. I'm a Cheesehead TV guy, so it's Krolls and Kringle. Oh, I like the Kringle edition. Do I get a ticket for a tailgate, or do I hit lot one with money and beer? Oh, yeah, just hit lot one. There's no, you don't need a ticket. You just walk through. Say hi to people. Say hi to folks. Say, hey, it's my first time. Lambo, loving the vibe. Somebody will offer you a beer, and away you go. Trust me. There is a tailgate on the other side of lot one by Krolls. Traditionally, they have a band playing, and you need tickets for that one. But I don't know if they'll have a band, given that it's probably going to be really cold. They usually do, but if it gets dangerously cold, they won't. But for that, the Krolls tailgate, you'll need it on game day. You'll need a ticket if you want to participate in that. TKM, thanks for the super chat. Nags, love seeing a half with future QB J-Love. What did your eye see? I thought he moved the ball well. He was efficient for the most part at points. The interceptions, it's hard to put that first one on him with the pressure right in his lap. I do think, you know, you're the defensive lineman knocking the ball and then Amari having to go in and out of his arms. That's another one that's tough to put on him, you know. But I also think the first one, if there is pressure in your lap and you are in a game win, so you want to go win the game, there's no shame in taking that sack, man. Rather than throwing up a ball blindly, which is essentially what he did. We saw that in the preseason in Buffalo when he had pressure in his face. He threw that one up into the end zone. The ball's too precious. You know, you talk about needing to learn something from Aaron Rodgers. Ball is life. You turn the ball over, that's how you lose. You know, you got to be a little more precious with the football and understand that you can live for another down. And I know he's trying to make something happen. I know it's at the end of the game. I think they were out of timeouts at that point. I can't remember for sure. But, you know, I understand he's trying to make a play. But more than anything, that's what live reps has to teach you. Those are the things and situations you can't really replicate in a practice scenario. And I think for the most part, yeah, he ran the offense fine. They scored points, you know. They took the lead in the fourth quarter. You can't, you know, up until the game, you know, the last couple drive situation where you're trying to go win the game, that's a very specific thing in and of itself. And he did not do very well in that regard. But as far as playing the position and getting them in a position where they could possibly win the game, I thought he played well. But he's still a young quarterback. These reps are invaluable. Hopefully he learns from them. But the number one lesson he's got to take away from this game is how precious the ball is and how precious possession is. You can't be throwing away possessions like that. Just can't do it. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. Growing up, did anyone ever call you Naggy? That'd be a bummer. Fiver to the dog dish fun. No, thank goodness, no. I was never called Naggy. It was always called Nags. What else we got? Merc, thank you for the super chat. Seen a tweet comparing Packers to the Bobs from Office Space, helping the North to reshuffle their staff. Packers asking, so what do you do here? Yeah, I saw. I think that was Packer Rancher that put that up. It was pretty great. Let's give a shout out to our friends over at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download it now. Use code Cheesehead. Ladies and gentlemen, I did this past weekend. That's right. It's finally legal here in New York. I was able to download it. I put my deposit in. Ready to go. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Cheesehead. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 in free credits with their first deposit. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all they have to offer, including same-game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in total prizes every week. Like I said, I hopped on board this weekend. Tons of fun. Get on board, ladies and gentlemen. Gots to do it. Got that one. What's up, Chris? Thanks for the super chat. Rodgers said it best. Teams always go out versus the Packers and give it 110% because we are, in fact, the Packers. Never a time where the opponent doesn't show up. To win this many games with that schedule, fire. Very much so. Very much agreed. Nags. Ed, thank you for the super chat. First of all, Nags, do you think Rodgers will stay with the Pack in 2023? Not even 2022, 2023. Man, can we get through 2022 first? Still doubt it, but we'll see. Maybe they win the Super Bowl. They cut a bunch of dudes, put some kind of contract extension together, and away they go. Or maybe they just do a one-year deal. Possibility. An insanely huge amount of guaranteed money. I doubt it. But the odds are still pretty long, is what I would say to that. David, thank you for the super chat. Not facing a team in the playoffs we laid an egg with in the regular season is a good feeling. Let's win it out and leave no doubt. I'm down for that, David. Let's do it. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. My concern with Love is just throwing the ball up. Exactly what I was just talking about. He got real lucky with those two in Kansas City, and I think the second INT was a result of that, but I could be wrong. Yeah, the second one, I would agree. The ball is life, man. And we've been spoiled with Aaron Rodgers and his ability to take care of the football, even though it does get frustrating at times when he does hold it forever. But yeah, like I said, it's got to be the number one lesson he takes from this game. Has to be. The ball is too precious. Dave, thank you for the super chat. DeGuara with some Jets. Wish Tyler Davis could have come down with that one. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one, but it's interesting because Davis has caught everything thrown to him up till that point. So hopefully it's just an aberration. But DeGuara, what a play. Holy Toledo. Man, that kid's got some wheels. You gotta love it. Nuclear Family, thank you for the super chat. Who is the guy who decides how long Matt LaFleur gets talked to, and what did you think of his "I'm not done yet"? Surprised he wanted to be interviewed longer? He was on one. He was definitely on one. He was feeling it. Usually that's Jason Waller's, but it didn't sound like Waller's in the video. I haven't talked to Jason this morning yet, but I will later. Yeah, I don't know who it was. It might have been Nathan. Although, no, I think Nathan was back in Green Bay. I don't know who it was, but it didn't sound like Waller's, though it usually is Waller's. But, you know, Matt was in a mood. He definitely got irked about that defensive meltdown against the trick plays. He was not happy about that. There's zero question about it. Timbo, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Saturday Night Football game is why I feel NFL greatest sport on earth. Man, what an awesome game, and what an awesome way to leave the season. You know, final regular season game, much better than last year. But man, I still can't believe the Chargers took that timeout. And I understand everyone saying, oh, the play clock was running down, he wanted to get his guys set. I get all that. But man, the feel of that drive did 100 billion % feel like they were going to run out the clock, take a knee, and they were both going to be in the playoffs. Yes, I don't know. And both Carr and the coach both said after the game, yeah, we were talking about it. And then Chargers took that timeout, let them reset, and it was history. It's crazy. Although I will say, Justin Herbert is absolutely insane. That kid. Joe Lombardi, I think, is a bit overmatched as an offensive coordinator, but I mean, that drive where they had, like, 16, 17 plays? I think he converted 3 fourth downs. That touchdown at the end of that drive? We'll never see a drive like that again. That was insanity. That was absolute insanity. What a game. What an absolute game. So much fun. What else we got? Soder, what's up, man? Thank you for the super chat. The bosses won't leave me alone during Packers Daily. Now I have to watch the replay. This is my time, people. My time. Soder, don't do anything dumb. Let's keep you gainfully employed. Replay is always available. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Yeah, the Eagles should take notes on that last game. Exactly. Absolutely. Phil, Josh Allen stunk for over a season as a starter. How dumb is it to conclude Love stinks after just 6 quarters of play? Phil, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Someone was in my mentions last night talking about how what a bum he was, and we've seen all we need to see. I'm like, the kid's made one start and mopped up a couple of times. We don't know anything about Jordan Love yet. And to your point, I mean, they wouldn't even let Josh Allen throw the ball. He was so inaccurate his first year, his rookie season. Basically did all his damage with his legs. And now he's a pretty damn good quarterback. Just relax. And that's after starting season after season. Can we let Jordan Love breathe a little bit, please? Thank you very much. I root for J-Lo nonetheless. That's a phenomenal attitude. I like it. I like where your head's at. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day right here on Packers Daily. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. We'll be back tonight with Carry the G with A.J. Dillon. We're going to talk to A.J. about the game, having a week off, who he wants to look at in the playoffs, all sorts of fun stuff about his social. It's going to be a good time. Hope you can stop by. In the meantime, hope you all have a great day. Go Pack Go.